Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I just heard one of the best things ever.
What?
A simple line that Katie just belted out. I'm going to go eat chicken salad sandwiches later today. All right, congratulations. Good for you.
It wasn't an announcement,
wasn't
it? It
just struck me as kind of funny, like out of nowhere. Yeah. I'm going to eat chicken salad sandwiches today. Well, okay, I'm happy for you. That's very nice.
Okay, I take the little wins,
letting us
Jeremy.
Know.
You're going to get some chips and a pickle with that? Or what's going to go on? This is
nice chicken
pretty
salad.
Big day planned out.
Lunch.
I think I'm going to go today and get a chicken salad sandwich. What are you, like 80?
I know, it sounds like an old person thing to do,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Then I'm going to get my corns rubbed, rub my bunions, and knit me a shawl. I'm going to get a chicken salad sandwich today. I'm a grown-up. I can get sandwiches like that whenever I want.
Well, no,
it's true.
I'm gonna
you
go...
could too, Jer. You can go whenever you want and get a chicken salad sandwich.
I'm going to meet a friend.
Oh,
and
you
so
got a friend who enjoys sandwiches,
I do,
too.
I do.
Wow,
and
we're big
going,
day.
There's that chicken salad chick. It's a restaurant, and so I've
there's
never
a,
been there.
There's a restaurant dedicated to
yes,
the chicken
to
salad
chicken
sandwich?
Chicken salad sandwiches.
What
and
a
so,
world we live in.
I know.
I thought you were meeting in like the Safeway refrigerated aisle.
No,
the
no,
sandwiches.
No, no, no. We're going to go meet at a restaurant. I've never been there, so we've been looking forward to it.
Wow.
Okay, again.
I wonder if she's at work right now telling all her friends, guess what I'm doing today? I'm going to eat a chicken salad sandwich. And her coworkers are like, okay, you, that's great.
Do you know how you really make it fancy?
What?
You put pecans and cranberries
oh,
up
barf,
in that
ew,
salad
crunchy.
Sandwich.
It's like
no,
my bread. I don't like, anything crunchy in my bread. I don't want anything crunchy in my chicken salad sandwich.
All the different textures. It just works together. So I'm very
but
excited.
Do they chop up the pickle in it? Did we cover this already? I've been distracted.
I don't know. I don't know if they do or not. Again, it'll be my first time going, so I will report back.
I don't like when I bite into a chicken salad sandwich and I get surprised with like sweet pickles instead of dill pickles.
Oh, I know.
Or you get surprised with dried cranberries, like if somebody tosses some dried cranberries
See,
in
I
there.
Do like Ugh. The sweet little, you know, notes of the cranberries. I don't love raisins. I like the cranberries instead of the raisins. But
I'm a grown-up today. I'm going to get in my car and drive myself, and I'm going to make it food in my mouth.
Yes. Again, whatever it takes to make me feel better, I'm here for it.
Sandwich.
So.
Well, I'm very happy for you, Katie. Thank you so much.
Of course.
Hey, guys, we're Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Mix 100. Thanks for hanging out with us on a Tuesday morning. I was a little pissed off driving in this morning. Pissed. I was on the road by 4:15-ish, I guess, this morning, 4:10.
Ooh.
The old blood mood was supposed to be happening, mm-hmm. the eclipse or on the moon, whatever. And I was excited to see it, and the peak of it was like right as I was arriving here to work, and cloudy. Like nothing but clouds on my drive all the way in so
Aww.
Early. And I was bummed because I really wanted to see it, and mostly because I was going to put a hex on a lot of people.
Oh, no.
I had my hexes all ready. I knew who I was going to, you know, hex all day, hex all morning. I knew what I wanted to say, and I couldn't pull it off because I couldn't see the moon. That's what you're supposed to do with this one, right? You put hexes on people.
No.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's all over the internet.
I mean, the powerful, you know, pull of the moon definitely has a lot of things that can land in your favor if you.
Yeah.
You know,
hexes.
No.
I'll show you my list later. I was hexing like crazy.
Were you hexing?
Yeah.
Big
I had
hexer
a whole
over
list
there.
Of hexing.
All right, well.
What are you supposed to do?
I'm kind of glad it was cloudy then.
Yeah,
Can
yikes.
You imagine the kind of hexes he puts out?
I was
Josh?
Already.
I don't
you
like
were
that.
On it.
I was on it, but I could see. Oh,
Katie had her hexes over the weekend.
You were hexing me?
Yeah. Totally
I have enough hexes.
Did you not hear about her day yesterday?
I know. I'm trying to get rid of the hexes. You put more on me, homie?
What are you supposed to do with the blood mood? Like, everyone's all
just admiring and send pictures to your
friends. They're all excited about it.
Yeah, like, again, it's more of, you know, you have your goals and aspirations, and you think of them and put them out into the universe in a good, positive way while looking at the moon and that beautiful, positive energy. So I believe that's what I do with the moons like this anyway. I mean, that's the way I look at it. It's all positive, Jerry.
I
mean, not trying to, you know, wish a bunch of locusts on people.
I
my
pulled
goodness.
Out a spiral notebook last night. I had my tongue out and like this. I had my pen, and I was writing down names and what the hex was going to be. Darn it.
Oh, you even had specific hexes for people. You were
well,
just
yeah. You don't want to put a general hex out.
Well, I thought the moon decided the hex.
No, you got to be hex specific.
Oh,
is what? Because there's different people, different things.
What was my hex?
Ooh. I
can't
tell you.
Can you tell that? Is that like a birthday wish?
No, because I got to save it for the next moon phase.
No, don't. Stop hexing me, Jeremy. Gosh.
Mm-hmm. It's coming. I just got a message for all the dudes out there to take note to make your wife happy, especially if she's having a down day. So yesterday I got home from work and just a couple heavy conversations with the kids the past couple days that Knick-Knack has had to... essentially tackle herself. And she sat down with me in the kitchen yesterday when I got home from work, and she was crying about them. And one of which that we might eventually want to talk about on the air at some point, just in regards to how you protect your kids from what they're seeing online.
Oh.
You know, which is just a massive challenge right now for anybody with young kids, I think. It's so many outlets out there for predators, essentially. So anyway, not to get off topic, but a couple heavy conversations the past couple days. She was feeling kind of down in the dumps, and we talked, and she had to get back to work, and I had to run to Home Depot. I had to get some caulk.
Mm-hmm.
I was out of caulk.
Yeah.
As one does. One goes through a lot of caulk.
You know? Caulking.
I've been caulking like crazy. Yeah. I had six caulks in my basement, and right. I went right through them. I had to go get six more.
You went through six caulks,
I went through six caulks. I've been caulking a lot in my basement because I'm finishing it. So, we're derailing it. But I had to go to Home Depot to pick up some caulk.
Okay.
Before I left, I gave her a big old hug and a little smooch. And she goes, when you come home, bring me a chocolate cake.
Okay.
And we laughed. Okay, whatever. And she's like Miss Health Conscious. Every day it's salads and cottage cheese and her protein powders and all that. She's not a chocolate cake girl. I was like, okay, sure, whatever. So I went to Home Depot and I grabbed my caulk while I was there. Six tubes of it.
Okay.
And on my way home, I made a right, because it was on the way, into my super Walmart. And I wandered in, and in the bakery there, they had a little mini cake. It was chocolate cake, and it was like $8 for a little mini one. I was
baby
I'm
going
to surprise her and bring home a little mini baby cake. $8, you know? And then I glanced over to the left, and they had a giant birthday cake that was chocolate on chocolate, and then a big sticker on top made with Hershey's chocolate syrup.
Oh.
And it was expiring yesterday. So there was a big old clearance sticker on it for $10, and it was a $25 cake.
So all day.
I looked at the mini cake that was $8, then I glanced at the giant birthday cake that was $10, and it went home with me.
Yeah.
And I pulled in the garage, and I grabbed my caulk, brought that into the house first.
You saying
caulking,
that?
It's from caulking. And then I went back out, and I grabbed the giant chocolate cake, and I walked into the office, and I set it in front of her at her work desk, and she busted out laughing.
You made her whole day.
And I made her entire day. It kind of turned everything, you know, back around. So happy. We got a damn good laugh out of it. And then I walked into the kitchen, and I cracked that bad boy open, and we had a couple big slices of chocolate cake and there.
That will make anybody's day better. Like, I love that. That
it
is how
so
you
good.
Turn that frown upside down. You bring someone a cake.
That's right. You bring your wife a giant chocolate birthday cake if she asks for it, even if she's joking.
Well, it's not her birthday. Like,
pro
there's no
tip,
rules.
Fellas. Pro tip. Even
that.
If she says it in passing as a joke, she really, really wants it, okay?
I say it all the time. You're a closet sweetheart.
I am a closet
sweetheart. You really are.
And I got leftover cake today, too. Bonus!